Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ray Lamb. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Lamb. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stroud moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stroud moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Nettle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Pinson scores. Fosse moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Olander reaches second base with a double. Fosse scores. Chambliss goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0. Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamb moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tom Bradley. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bart Johnson now pitching. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ulander takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Ulander moves to second. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyndman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stroud is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Melton moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lamb is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnstone who is chasing the ball. Pinson reaches third base with a triple. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Foster reaches second base with a double. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Olander is walked intentionally. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hydman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster scores. Belander moves to third. It's 7 to nothing, Indians. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lamb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fossey hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chambliss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Alvarado reaches second base with a double. Egan moves to third. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Bart Johnson. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is called out on strikes. One out. Lee May pinch hits for Lee Richard. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to home to get Egan. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fossey for a passed ball. Alvarado moves to third. May moves to second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stroud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Jim Magnuson now pitching. Rich McKinney now playing second base. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Uhlander takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Nettles goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fosse hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Pinson scores. It's 9-0, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Foster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.